There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. Man, I didn't, I'll tell you what happened. So I got up early this morning, and, yeah, I know. Look at me over here. I got up early this morning. I'm combing my beard. I got up early this morning and I did my prayer time with Pastor Carl and Lady Devon. That was at 6 a.m. There you go, bro. And I thought, you know, I'm ready and I'm all set and I'm going and I'm getting my stuff together and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, man, I look at the clock and it's like 6:55, 5 minutes. I go on at 7 a.m. my time, 8 a.m., you know, anyway. So 5 minutes and I'm like, oh, crumb, I gotta get into the restroom. I gotta get my shirt on. I gotta get my tie on. It was like all of a sudden I was flying and yeah, I was having a tough time getting my act together. And I had a beautiful young lady she's from Russia. She's Russian and Ukraine who was on in the first hour. Her husband is Russian. Her family is originally Ukraine. Her mom and dad are Russian and Ukraine. And so she has family in both countries. So we really took a deep dive into that whole situation. And for those of you that think that Putin is somehow a good guy in all this, you need to hear what she had to say. Okay. Her family has suffered under the Putin persecution in Russia, the police state. Did you know that Russia is the number one abortion country in the world? Number one sex trafficking? Child sex trafficking? And Putin has been in charge over there for 20 plus years. Okay? And the priest of the Russian Orthodox Church used holy water to bless the nuclear warhead called Satan. Yeah. Just a couple of things to think about. Anyway, but lots to learn. We had a whole hour with her. It was really incredible. If you missed any of it, I encourage you to really listen in to what she had to share about what's going on over there and the truth about what's really going on. And by the way, you may not know this. We're going to have this article up, but, Vladimir Putin was actually tagged by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab as one of their young world leaders 20 years ago. And he's continued to have a close behind-the-scenes relationship with Klaus. Vladimir Putin and the World Economic Forum. Just thought I'd throw that in there. All right. Very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the man, the myth, and the legend. He wants the truth, and sometimes he wants it to hurt. I want to welcome Pastor David Lowry. Go ahead, my brother.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Pastor Greg and Chosen Generation family. I want to say that it's a blessing that we woke up this morning, okay?
Amen.
See, out of all the negative stuff that's going on around us, we still can smile because we know when you're doing a righteous thing that God got your back. So that's why we should smile this morning. Even though you know, when you were talking about Russia, man, I thought you were talking about the United States. They neck and neck with the crap that they doing. You know what I'm saying? But I want family to know this. This is the time of a test. This is testing the mettle of the American people and patriots across this country. For we know now the truth. There is it's unequivocally no doubt in our minds that the election process has been skewed. Mm. And some years ago when Barack Obama ran for office, he slipped up and said, "We own the machines." See, we've been doing a little research. And so it's up to us now that we have to start complaining. We have to be very vigilant and complaints that we're sending out to these offices, election boards, because the horror that I saw here in Chicago, this is why I say living in a democratic state, there are no rules to anything here in Chicago. The mayor here, whatever it calls itself, wanted to get a judge out of office, Judge Timmy Evans, the chief judge out of office. She had been on a campaign for the last 6 months to get him out of office because the judges are not doing what they're supposed to be. And I have to agree with her on this. But this is how corrupt it is. Black people in all the 24, 26 black precincts here in Chicago, when they went to go vote, because the judge was so afraid that he would not be able to retain his seat, they did not put the ballot card to vote for judges, and thousands of people who wanted to vote against the judges so they couldn't retain their seats never got a ballot to vote.
Wow.
And so they retained their seats. So this is about the corruption of what's happening. Trump was right. The Democrats have figured out a way. They actually, that's why they raise money. They buy the machines. They're so cocky with the cheating that they're doing. It's falling in their face. We stand fast and do our job. God is pulling the cover off these guys. And now we just have to stand firm and we have to fight and we got to stop this homosexual stuff because that was the real issue of COVID, the reset and all of that. Was to push this lifestyle on us and capture our children and make them unaware and unsure. First, they don't want them to know about God and have a spiritual foundation. And secondly, they want them to hate their parents so that the gays can have them and turn them into pedophiles and everything else that's unnatural in the house of the Lord. Go ahead, brother.
All right. So let me ask you this. Two questions. First question is, where do you think the populace is? There are some who suggest that 70% of our population is basically of the mindset of, hey, and you and I have talked about this, you know what, I really don't care about people being married and if same-sex marriage and whatever, it doesn't matter to me. That's okay. So there seems to be this idea that people have kind of accepted this. Why is there a disconnect between that and the recognition that once you have codified this, that now the children will be the victims? And you may have a lot of homosexuals that say, no, we don't care about the kids or what have you. But the reality is that the kids become the victims because the education system then has to accommodate teaching homosexual activities to children because homosexual activity is now considered to be the norm.
Well, let me say this to the gay world. You will never be the norm. No matter what you do, you will always be an unnatural act in the creation, okay? So let us stop that. Basically, what this is a revenge factor from Sodom and Gomorrah back in the day. They've waited all of these years, throughout all these centuries, to try to do what they're doing, and that's again join with Satan and topple straight people and throw God off the world to take over it. It was a period to where after a minute, this whole thing seemed to have died down and the American people was going on with their lives. We have never even cared about the gays. That's your lifestyle that you lead over there. Nobody is sitting around wondering about you and what you're doing. That's you in your mind because of the consciousness that you feel that you are an unnatural person. That's your business. But what the real thing is this. Because of those who empower, and all gays are not involved with all of this. Because of those who are in power who felt that they have an axe to grind with the American people and straight people, the hatred for God and the hatred for us and the jealousy of us being to the place where God said marriage between a man and a woman, those were the gays who have attacked us. They've used legislation. And see, that's why COVID came. COVID was an opportunity for them to get most of their legislation passed without the American people to come against it. Because see, when they gave the powers over, they was like, okay, now we got it. We can implement all these different laws. And once we get the laws implemented, then everybody will be forced to love us. Everybody will be forced to do what we want to do. And we will be the number one race or whatever you want to call yourself on the face of the earth. Those were the things that was actually put forth to us. But I have to say this to gay brothers and sisters, and I said it on my show last night. It's the same God then that was at Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the same God now. Okay, so I'm not mad at you or nothing because you can do what you want to do. You can wage war against straight people, and you actually have. You waged war against us, and you've attacked our children. You've attacked our way of life. You've made a situation to where yourself that you have now called yourself the whole new race of people. But you still are natural, and it's still the same God. I can guarantee you this, and I hate to say it, but if you're in a house and it's on fire and you don't help put the fire out, then you're going to burn up with the house. To the gays who are trying to live their lives, you need to stand up because there are a lot of gays who don't even participate in the grooming part of what they're doing to this country. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them they have to stand up with us to stop it. Nobody's child should be exposed to that type of lifestyle, especially no kindergartner. Nobody's child should be forced to take these meds that they're doing. Listen, to the American people and patriots across this country, this is where we stand. These are our children. Man, do you know what? If somebody did my kids like that, I'd be locked up. This is where we have to stand now because not only are we standing for our families and the American way of life, but we standing for God right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's telling us. Don't worry about it. Just like the children of Jericho, when he said, just marched around the building 7 times and praised my name, the walls fell. We have to stand. We have to have faith. We have to take actions, corrective actions to fix the problem. And we know we got a road to hoe because they're cheating with the elections to stay in power. They want to continue to push the New World Order. And I just know there's patriots and people like me across this country. We have to unite ourselves and stand. And we have to make war with these demons. Then we have to make war.
Well, and the war, you know, obviously it begins in the spirit, but it has to also happen down here because we have to put a stop to what's happening to our kids. And that takes place at school boards and it takes place in elections. And that's why the election becomes so critical. We'll be back with more about that.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Pastor David Lowry, and you can catch him right here on TECN TV, TECN.TV. Watch him right here at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. We have the player on 24/7, and you can watch great programming. And Pastor David is on every night at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern here. Watch him right here on ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Just click on the player and boom, there he is. Let the truth be told. All right. So we were talking about this and I mentioned to you in the break, you know, the church needs to share the truth, and we'll switch topics here because we're going to get into the election issue. But, you know, the church needs to tell the truth about how you get free from sin. And homosexuality is sin. And if you are in that lifestyle and you're trapped in that lifestyle or something has happened to you, whatever it might be that has caused you to think that way, and it may even be something as simple as initially, well, you know, I felt like an outcast. I felt like I didn't belong, and that group grabbed hold of me and said, oh, you belong over here. And then they got me involved in their lifestyle, convincing me that that's who I was and what I belonged being. And it felt good to be along, to belong and be celebrated and what have you. That is not how God intended you to be. If he made you a boy, you're a boy and you're attracted to girls. If he made you a girl and you're attracted to boys. Or you may be. One of those unique people Paul talked about that is born a eunuch. And what that means is you're born and sex just isn't that big of a deal to you. You're not pulled one way or the other. Guess what? God has called you for a higher purpose, because what trips up most politicians and everybody else, especially politicians, is sex. That's what gets them messed up. I'm serious as a heart attack. And so if you're a person that is not caught up in that, if that's not high on your need priority list, that doesn't make you weird. What it makes you is special, and God may have a very special purpose for you in the realm of serving in the public and being in the political world, because you're not pulled by those sexual inclinations that get politicians in trouble.
And Pastor, it sounds funny, but it's so true. And to the people listening to the show, open your mind, because I'm going to say something right now. This whole world, especially the political world, is about sex, money, and drugs. They're no different than guys growing up down here on the South Side, those in New York at the dope houses doing the same. They're doing all the same stuff that the people in the world are doing, but they have this image that they want to portray to us is that those people are no good. They're just doing it all. God, they're terrible people. But then when you get out of the limelight, you run back there, snort a pound of cocaine. You drank up a bottle of alcohol. It's the same stuff, but they're just the politicians, liars, cheats, and thieves. Now, I'm glad you said that. And I want to move to the political realm. You know what? I cannot stand a Steve Harvey. I cannot stand anybody, especially black actors right now. They need to sit their asses down and shut up. They're talking about Herschel Walker. This is the biggest, the most idiotic thing that I've seen in my life. And I want people in Georgia to understand this. Y'all need to go out and y'all need to put Herschel in so he can stop all of this foolishness that's happening in the state. You have a pastor, a man of God who been to seminary school and he done read the Bible 1,000 times. This Warnock guy. Ain't nobody talking about him being a pastor. And now all of a sudden he's saying, I don't know if I'm a man or a woman. I am not, I'm a pronoun. How you gonna be a man of God and you was taught, you know where I'm going, you were taught, how you gonna serve God how are you going to serve God as a pastor and counsel other people and tell the people that you don't know if you're a man or not? See, this is the foolishness that the American people are experiencing now, because he's so desperate to win, he've already drank the Satan Kool-Aid, and now he done forsaken God just to get the seat. And so if the people in Georgia don't see the high gas prices and the food, it's the time for the holidays, and it costs $50 for a turkey that used to cost you $10. Okay, gas is up. If the American people cannot see how bad this country is under this leadership, they need a checkup from the neck up. I'm serious, brother.
Well, you know what? You cannot be a man of God, a pastor, and support the murder of babies. You yes. cannot be the man of God and a pastor and support the mutilization of a child's body. Double mastectomies and hysterectomies on 13-year-olds, chemical castration and cutting off the male organ on 13-year-old boys, 12-year-old boys. This is absolutely 8-year-old boys getting hormone therapy. 8-year-old boys right now under the National Sex Education Program are being taught masturbation and hormone therapy. They're required to be taught that in schools, and this pastor is going to support that? No, these pastors right here on this show right now, we don't.
You know,
we don't. We got to jump. God bless you, Pastor. Again, let the truth be told. 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. Be sure and check it out here on TECN. Right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Don't change the dial. I'll be back with more. I've got Michelle Swinnett coming up. We're going to talk elections right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbal. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. At cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm very pleased to welcome back to the program my good friend, Michelle Swinnick. Michelle, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, and good morning to the TECN TV audience and everyone else who's listening on all the multiple channels and platforms. Pastor Greg is blessed to have get his message out for today and every day, of the week. The guy's on like, he's like a staple right there. You can always check him out on chosengenerationradio.com. So before we get going, I wanted to mention four Bible verses that I've been referencing as we've been in this battle, whether you're showing up or you're not even showing up and you want to show up, maybe you want to get engaged, but I want you to look these up. They're very important. And I put them in a certain order because it's really what's transpired since the spring, at least for me. And then I kind of meld it into our shows. And then it's reflective on where we are in the world today, especially in this country. All right. So you got Joshua 1:5-9, Esther 4:14, Ezekiel 33:2-9. And the most timely one, 2 Chronicles 7:14. So with that being said, I want you guys to look those up today and then think about the things that we talk about on the show. And then I would like Pastor Greg, since it is Thanksgiving week, the week that we're supposed to be giving thanks, say a little prayer for this country and for this nation and for the people that are showing up on the battlefield and encourage them to keep going, because this literally has not even begun yet. It's going to get a little hairy. So we need a little support. So let's do that. Let's start off today with a prayer, my friend.
I'm happy to do that. Father, we just come into your presence now and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We bless your name, Father, because you're worthy of our praise. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension. And we thank you for his shed blood that cleanses us of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for washing us clean. Thank you for giving us a new nature in you. And thank you, Lord God, for crucifying the old man. Father, we just come into your presence now, and we come before you presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you through Jesus Christ, which is our reasonable service, that we might come before boldly your throne and seek you, Father God, on behalf of this country. Father, there is so much that has been done and so much that has happened that has been wrong. On so many different levels, from innocent babies that have been murdered to the perversion and destruction of your own image, as well as the image of man created in your image. The hate that has been propagated amongst people groups when we are all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, all guilty of one sin and all promised and can receive one salvation, one Savior, Jesus Christ, and make that choice to make him the King and the Lord of our lives and to be set free. Thank you. Thank you that that is our ultimate prize, and that we don't have to wait to unpack it, though heaven is going to be greater than anything we can imagine. I know I've been there. But Jesus Christ pronounced the kingdom of heaven has been released here on earth, and if we would just walk in it. So help us to walk in it. Help us to walk in what you have purchased for us through the declaration of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and by coming into a personal relationship with him. We ask for justice, but we ask for forgiveness, and we repent, and we ask that our nation would turn from darkness and from evil and from the real dishonesty that's happening in our country, and that we would turn our faces to you. Give strength to those on the front line that are speaking this out. Give them protection. We think of those, Father God, that are locked up in American gulags, and we ask you, Father God, to strengthen them in their physical being and in their spirit man. We think of those that are fighting for truth in courtrooms across the country, and we ask, God, that you would give them the words to speak. And we think of those who are trying to hold what they think is power. And we ask, God, that they would turn from wickedness and turn to righteousness, that they would repent. From the White House to the courthouse to the community center, let those that have been voted in and put in place by whatever means repent. And give us the strength, Father God, to return this nation to a constitutional, God-fearing republic, and to return our elections so that they are righteous and with integrity, and we will select right-standing people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, you said something there at the end that I want to play off. Not necessarily. I want to go with that. So you're talking about repenting. Okay, and you mentioned kind of alluding to the elected and selected elitists that are causing the problems, because you mentioned the courts. So this is my, you know, our whole motto is pray, plan, take action, right? That's how you start your day. So we did your prayer. Now here's a little bit of a plan, and then we'll tell you what the take action is. And then we're done at what, a little before 8 today?
Yeah.
Okay. He's got bigger and better deals to fry, people. That's okay. Not a big deal. I'll take what I can get from PG. So the plan part here, the plan part is this. Let's say you got a bunch of these demons, right? You got the Board of Supervisors. I'm just focusing on Mayor Corruption County, but we know this happened all over the country, and everybody has those people in their city, in their state, in their counties. So you've got the Board of Supervisors. You've got the Attorney Generals. You've got the legislators. You've got the election directors, you've got the county attorneys, you've got sheriffs. Okay, at some point in these people's lives, they have brothers or sisters, or they have parents, or they have really good friends, or they have husbands or wives. I'm sure they have not been this demonic and evil and corrupted and nefarious their whole lives, right? So I'm sure they were actually good people at some point. I would hope so. So for all of those people that are connected to any of these people, reach out to them and have maybe a coming to Jesus and say, you know what, regardless of where you are right now, my nefarious friend, my nefarious brother, sister, husband, or wife, reach out to them and encourage them to do what's right and encourage them to turn from their wicked ways, which is in 2 Chronicles 7:14, put a little pressure on them and let them know that if they repented now and they actually did follow the law and did what's right, maybe did a little whistleblowing, maybe did a verdict that was actually legal off of the Constitution as opposed to case law or whatever they were paid off to do. So I encourage you to do that and see what happens, because that's a kind of a low hanging fruit way of maybe getting through to these people, because what they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is illegal. And what they're doing is beyond tyrannical, that is destroying, and for the most part has destroyed almost all of the freedoms we have in this country. We're hanging on like a thin thread. And if Arizona does not get decertified, okay, like if they certify it, right, like they keep as is, this whole thing's done. It's done. Any freedom that you thought you had, any ability to right what was wrong or actually have some liberty, it's toast, because they control everything, because we allowed them to. So the take action part, and then we'll go through some specifics today. Mm-hmm. My sign is down here. I'll be right back.
No. It's up. It's underneath your, for those that are watching, it's under your name. SaveMyFreedom.us. Okay. No, I've got it right there. It's in the graphics. SaveMyFreedom.us. We've got 1 minute before we go into this break. We got less than 1 minute.
Go ahead.
And when we come back, what we want to show you too, and this is something that gives you ammunition, because if you go to them and you say, hey, you know, there's something wrong, there's something, you know, they're going to say to you, well, you know, what are you talking about? They may say that. They may say, what are you talking about? We believe, they're out there saying it right now. Many of them are saying there's not a problem here. The elections were done right. Everything was good. Everything was okay. There's nothing to see here. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to give you some things to see, like a graph that gives you specific data points to look at and say, this is statistically impossible. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Michelle Swinnick. And you can find Michelle here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com on TECN-TV. She is on in the afternoons on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. She'll be on today, actually.
Yes.
At 1 p.m. Eastern today. She'll be coming on and joining you. So you can watch Texas Fully Loaded right after my show, which comes on at 11 a.m. Eastern, and that will run right up until 1 o'clock Eastern, and then you can pick up Michelle's show, which comes on from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., right? You're on from 1 to 2.
Yeah. 1 to 2, yes. Yeah. I'm going to do a replay of last night's episode that I did with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, because it was that good. He was okay. He was all heated. I was heated. So you're going to see that today.
Okay.
And then Thursday, I think I might come on and say hello and a happy Thanksgiving.
There you go.
And then tomorrow, Jesus Rocks, we're going to do a replay of one of the episodes that is very timely from maybe August, but now all of a sudden you're like, wow, everybody's talking about that all of a sudden. What about these kids, 90,000 a month that go missing that nobody's talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, and in our next segment, Ken Thornburg and I are going to do some conversation about what Paris Hilton has been talking about up on the Hill. About the abuse at the child centers that's been taking place.
Oh, I didn't know she was doing that.
Oh yeah.
Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton has been talking about how she was abused between the ages of 16 and 18.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember.
And she was taken from her parents' home in the middle of the night.
Right.
Because they thought that they were doing something to help her with her ADHD.
No, this is all CPS.
And she was, she talks about the sexual abuse. Middle of the night, taking her into a room, spreading her legs.
But her parents did it?
Yeah, her parents put her in the program. And her sister Nikki now has changed her last name to, are you ready?
Oh no.
Rothschild.
Oh, because she married the Rothschild.
I don't know, whatever.
No, married. Okay. She married. Well, so, she married one of the Rothschild kids.
All right.
Like, so, Nikki Hilton's wedding was
Yeah.
A year or two, God knows. But yeah, anyway, so that's what it was. She actually married into the family.
Yeah. So it's just and then Kanye West talking about the sacrifices that have happened, including his mom, who he believes was sacrificed. That's all legit.
They usually take them out during a surgery.
We're going to talk about satanic ritual abuse, which is very legitimate.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I do deliverance ministry.
Yeah.
I've been helping satanic ritual abuse victims get set free for 20 years.
Well, you gave us that story on my talk radio show.
That's
about
right,
the lady that levitated.
That was even before I had training. That was like many years ago.
He was actually on a date. Okay.
It was a gal, but it was a gal that I had, you know, like we did phone conversations, but we were going to date.
Right, but it's just someone that came to him asking for help.
It was a social visit. Yeah. I just went over to her house.
It went way crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. Anyway, yep, no doubt. So anyway, we're gonna get into some of that, and then we're also gonna talk about, you know, how God answers prayer and how we can be thankful for how God answers prayer. So we'll get into those things. But right now we're talking about election fraud and what you can do about election fraud. And I wanted to, let me see if I can go over here. I was going to pull this up. It would be in sent. And no, it wouldn't be. It'd be in received.
We briefly talked about it yesterday. I sent it to you. He's going to pull it up the screen. Jeff O'Donnell, who's the raccoon guy. You probably heard about him. He has an amazing website. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it's at when you go to the savemyfreedom.us website, I listed it on there so you could use it as a resource. You can plug in any election that was across the country and the candidates, the two candidates. So you can show a graph and it shows the pattern of the voting totals that came in throughout the, normally it's an evening, but you know, now it's a month. So as they report, remember the, what you voted for and what the report is, usually always different.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
So you can pull that up.
So by 4 a.m. on the morning of November 9th, several updates were favorable to candidate Hobbs had pushed her into a large lead, 747-563. A lead of 57% versus 43. Two updates right before 8:40 p.m. the same day, which were extremely favorable to candidate Lake, returned the race to a 51-49 Hobbs lead. In other words, very close to an even race. The similarity of the large groups of Hobbs favorable updates and Lake favorable updates is something I've never encountered before, and the county makeup of those updates should be closely examined, as this shows some hallmarks of an algorithmic manipulation to shape a race artificially. And so you can kind of see what he's talking about. You had this big jump that took place that put Hobbs up top. Then all of a sudden it comes back down and they're almost even. And then from that point forward, everything seems to remain the same. There's this very clear pattern that you can see. When you look at, so both of these have it. If you go up towards, let me go to this one. So you can see, you can watch the scaling, 2022 midterms. Again, you've got a graph that shows, at 9.7% of voters who voted for Republican House candidates voted for the Democrat Senate candidate. Kind of odd. The large difference in these numbers shows a degree of randomness in the reported voter choices that's difficult to explain and is an indicator of potentially fraudulent votes. When looking at the votes in the early updates of individual races, a very odd pattern emerges. The two graphs below show the raw votes of candidates Lake and Hobbs and the percentage of votes each had received as the updates were reported. And you can see that they parallel one another, and there's a never changing percentage across the board, a certain percentage for Lake and a certain percentage for Hobbs, and the percentage doesn't seem to change irrespective of time of day. I mean, irrespective of everything, there's no difference created. There's no difference that happens as you would expect statistically. There's no up and down. The graph is just steady and constant with the same gap.
Mathematically impossible.
Sure seems like it.
Like, or one in a quadrillion or whatever is after a quadrillion.
Yeah.
Chance. So that's just one instance, and that's just one race, right? We're just isolating one because we want to show an example. But, you know, when people say you're an election denier, you know what, for this particular race, we want you to see that so you understand. But I want you to focus when you're talking to these nefarious demonic people who are just literally, they just choose not to acknowledge the truth. Focus on the procedures that were violated, because that is low hanging fruit, right? I'm working again on the list of items, but you know, as far as we were talking about the Attorney General yesterday, but the good thing about what the Attorney General, that letter, which was 11 days, it was actually the 19th that the letter came out, and he listed some of the alleged issues that we've had with the election. Everything in there that he's talking about, I and other people started talking about Tuesday during the day, Tuesday night, which was election day, which was 11 days ago. But I want to give you guys credit who have been participating in our movement and our campaign, the one-click email campaign, to send the notice of the emails, and then you're even doing the phone calls. But last night we had 50,000 people send emails, 50,000 people between last night at 8 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock this morning. There was 50,000 people that clicked on the campaign to send emails to all the Arizona legislatures and elected officials to say, you are not going to certify, do not certify this election, and we need to redo it. So it works. So could you imagine if you walk into your work the next day and you have 50,000 emails that came to you? You're like, oh, I better do something. And that's why Brnovich sent this letter on the 19th, because by Saturday morning, he had 250,000 emails sitting in his inbox from when we launched the campaign last Friday till Saturday morning. And all of a sudden, this magical letter shows up 11 days after the election, talking about what everybody has been talking about for almost two weeks. So you guys did that. Remember, this campaign was stolen. This election was stolen from you. It is not about the campaign. It's not about the candidates. It is not about the attorneys. They're not coming to your rescue. You and me and PG and everybody out there, they stole it from us. This is our election, and you need to remind that. So, yeah, that's great that they're going to do what they're going to do, but you need to do this, and you're doing a great job. So keep doing it. Tell 10 of your friends. Do it every single day. At SaveMyFreedom.us, we can do this, people. I'm telling you, we got the boots on the ground. We're going to go after them.
SaveMyFreedom.us. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side. Ken Thornburg joins us. We're going to talk about what I mentioned, the satanic ritual abuse issues. It's very real. We'll talk about that in our next segment, and then we'll also talk about some things to be thankful for as well. Michelle will be back with us. We're going to, I think so. I got to look at my schedule.
I got to say happy Thanksgiving.
And find you a spot on the program tomorrow. So we'll make that happen. And then we're going to take a Thanksgiving holiday break, and then we'll be back after the holiday. Remember, SaveMyFreedom.us. Do your thing. Do your thing. It just takes a few minutes to do it. If everybody does it, man, I'll tell you, we make a difference. SaveMyFreedom.us. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.